times with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range, or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, American Farmers and Ranchers / Oklahoma Farmers Union, or AFR-OFU, hosted their 116th annual convention at Embassy Suites in Norman back February 12th and 13th. The event was virtual with the exception of an in-person adoption of AFR-OFU legislative policy and officer elections. AFR-OFU President Scott Blubaugh.
Most of our events were online, and we were able to record those speakers, and some of the breakout sessions that we'd normally have were all put online, as well as much of our financial business and that type of stuff that we were able to put online. We were able to meet in person for our in-person voting on Friday and Saturday. So the delegates were able to come to Norman, vote, socially distance, and then leave. And we were able to it worked out really well because we didn't have all the folks coming at one time, and they really just kind of scattered themselves out over those 2 days to come and vote. And I believe we had 454 delegates show up at Norman to vote. And that was in extremely cold weather and bad weather, you know, with all the snow and ice and then, of course, the COVID virus as well. So we felt like that was about 50% participation of normal, but we felt like that was pretty good with all the circumstances that we had to deal with. So we were able to pull off the convention and take care of business.
Policy issues included consolidation in agriculture, enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, how the COVID epidemic has been handled, truth in labeling, and of course, broadband access. The AFR-OFU leader is looking forward to a more positive 2021, starting with the largest youth livestock show in the country, the Oklahoma Youth Expo, coming up in March. Well, lawmakers seek clarified terms to ensure more farmers and ranchers are eligible for loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. The request was in a letter to the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration, led by Representative Ron Kind and Senator Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin Democrats, along with Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota. The lawmakers say that many farmers were falling through the cracks when it was created first last year. Kind introduced legislation over the summer to increase the number of farmers that are eligible to receive a loan by allowing them to use gross income to calculate their loan award. The legislation was passed as part of the recent COVID-19 relief package. However, many farmers and ranchers are organized as partnerships or limited liability companies, which are taxed differently than other farm and ranch entities. These farmers have been unable to apply for loans under the new calculations because of the SBA's interpretation of eligibility for partnerships or limited liability companies. You've got farm news on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.